different based on a sound, right? In a tray of sand.
Too many damn words. You're ridiculous. Yeah, well, you don't even know what you're talking about.
I do. I have images. Anyways, the shifting.
And then what you're saying is that the images aren't significant. So
yeah, that's right. That's right.
Imagery.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. They're not significant. So, you know, when we're saying, you know, the outer kingdom is this, the outer rings and the inner rings are the inner kingdom, and the ring seven is the middle kingdom, you say, okay, now we know that. I've got a solid visual. What we forget is that every situation changes that. But what is the situation that changes? So,
oh, good Lord, he's going to talk himself in and out of it.
Yeah, I'm demonstrating. I'm demonstrating.
It's over.
I'm demonstrating what I'm saying, what I'm talking about.
Bob, if I had just said those words, you would have ripped me apart.
Damn right.
You would be like, it don't make any fucking sense, Sasha. What's the fucking point? What are you trying to say?
Right, and if you were on top of it, you'd say, no, Bob, I'm expressing the figure ground changes. But, you could start criticizing me, and I, like we did, we showed in the office party, I had an answer for every criticism. I was right on top of every criticism. I had something to say. So, yeah, congratulations. Okay, Sasha, congratulations.
Everybody's proud that you've got a pretty penis.
Look at Ian. He has to go into monotone.
Barbara.
Go ahead.
You are in the throes of having a position that we would like to engage. So do that now, please.
Are you talking about when we were talking about the park and
beer
today?
Yeah.
Beer. Okay. I got sidetracked.
Sorry about that. We tried to nip Bob in the eye before it got obsequious, but we were late.
You're
talking about the fear and how to deal with it. It would be better not to confront it. And if you confront it, then that fear becomes more real. And based on the amount of fear you have, you could put yourself in harm's way from the very aspect of the fear that's driving you that makes it fearful for you in the first place. And we'd say, right, okay, yes, but then you're gonna be murdered then.
Is fear a frequency, a cycle?
It most certainly is. It's an emotion.
All emotions. So
she's setting up a test, or she was in fear, and that's why it brought her that example to deal with it.
A little fear. Yeah, it was just a little thing. I mean, it wasn't a big thing. I mean, she'd have what Sasha wouldn't say is she's the one that ripped his arm off and beat him to death with it that came up. She could. Okay.
Now you see that's clear or significant that frequency is emotion. Ian said way at the beginning of today's session that the outer rings were emotions. Now you might think those were the inner kingdom in the first. So the outer seven rings are the inner kingdom, and the chemistry is the outer kingdom, Ian?
Well,
they can shift back and forth.
That's
where
I was getting to with love as a force field, because if
right.
love is a container,
now
if you left your first force field.
Go for it, Sasha. Go for it.
Dictionary, because Ian has said, you know, I don't know if these words apply, but you know, it's about your feeling place. It's about your feeling place. And if you look up the difference between in the dictionary between feeling and emotion, they are quite miraculously different.
Radically different. But everyone slings them around almost interchangeably, don't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so that's where I was getting at.
Sasha, let me interrupt you here. Yeah. Worcester's triangulation or trinity in the 60s was mind, emotion, feeling. He made a difference.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he's got that thing as well where it goes up and down or whatever. I don't know.
The gyroscope?
No. It's something else I'll have to...
Bob's acting like he didn't see the video, that he did, that he didn't, that he did. It's like he just likes hearing himself talk about what he already knew. He knows Dave Worcester better than himself, and he's asking Sasha like it was a private confab with Mae Russell that he got to hear for the very first time. It was the secret. It was pillow talk with Michael Blake Reed and Ellie telling it for the very first time, and ooh, how ingenious that witty words must be or have been.
How are you feeling, Sue? How is this going for you?
I'm listening. I'm doing well.
Are you smiling? Are you smiling, Sue?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Or did you like the screaming part better? We can do more of that if you want.
No, Toning down the screaming part is good.
Yeah, what about Sheldon? He's been gone for about an hour. And
well,
Steve.
He was trying to explain the twisted gut on the Persian mare, and y'all blew him off the wagon, so he just didn't quietly.
So is torsion emotion, Ion? Is torsion emotion?
No.
Bob, I'm trying to get read to the word. I've got it open. I'm trying to get on point.
Okay, good.
So if love still is a force field as far as the definition of Ion is, and it's extremely important as far as Revelations is concerned, that you keep your force field intact. And the definition of emotion is obsolete disturbance, be excitement, to the affective aspect of consciousness.
Well, you know where that's going.
Yeah, you can't use the word consciousness.
Oh, you can if you're trying to con science. We are all about that, but that's nothing to do with the human genome.
So, and see, this is a conscious mental reaction as anger or fear, subjectively experienced, a strong feeling usually directed toward a specific object and typically accompanied by physiological and behavioral changes in the body.
Okay, Ian, didn't you say the centered person has no feelings?
Right.
So all this measurement...
And better than that, if you had a feeling, it becomes unhurtable.
Right.
Right. So then the definition of feeling is 1A, the one of the basic physical senses of which the skin contains the chief end organs and of which the sensations of touch and temperature are characteristic. JW said something to me at the end of my last session or the one before that, that he was talking about not having the sensation of being able to distinguish hot and cold temperature.
Great.
And C, it's a generalized bodily consciousness or sensation, appreciative or responsive awareness or recognition. So,
sounds like more like a body function.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like feeling bodily.
Don't repeat that ever to Bart, or you'll get a 900-page. Dissertation.
So when you say you have a feeling place about something, then this is
it's
a limitation.
When we say you have a feeling place, that's a prescribed outcome that you already knew
from frequency, magnitude, and magnetism, and polarity. Right, the feeling place is the outcome of those three factors.
Yes, otherwise, if you didn't knew it, you wouldn't have a feeling.
Right. So it's like when you ask a question, it's because you already have a new...
You bring it up to the forefront of the queue.
Yeah, the question is the factor and the answer is the cause, or vice versa. Effects precede causes, something
and
like that.
If you do it for interplay, that's okay. Because, see, remember we said you weren't going to obfuscate every contrast ever. That's maybe what went on when you decided to descend in the first place. You got bored with newing.
So feeling is tactility.
Well... No, you can't use tactility.
The first definition of tactility given to me at the beginning was tactility, he said, contrast. And that seems to be pretty good.
Yeah, but see, you start using tactility in the way Bob applies it, and your orphic annie will get sore. Don't you remember the story about the little orphan Annie?
Yeah. I didn't know that's what you were punning on, but very clever. Now that I know, new.
It's a new.
Now
day.
That I knew, there's a good phrase.
Now that I knew. Yeah, in the land that our grandchildren knew. Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
So we should bring Sheldon or Steve in. They should be providing some
Barbara
frequency.
Should get to finish her damn sentence after an hour or two, shouldn't she?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that'd be nice. He's going to let you finish your sentence.
Well, okay, I forgot about all the other subjects, but I just want to go to human genome.
Bless you. Well, that's your own damn fault. You should have spoke up. So don't be bitching about it now. Blow through, honey.
I know.
Well,
so,
you knew.
So, Ion, you've mentioned human genome. Is there something you want to say about that tonight?
No.
Nothing
we want to say. Do you got something you want to ask? We'll answer it.
Well,
Sasha, pull up your genome section and give her a little fodder and then let her ask a question and we'll go from there. We want you to engage and we poke and have fun, but you're enjoying it. We get that, but we want you fulfilled or complete.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can help with that, we're happy to.
Mm. Well, are you referring to the project or something different?
Well, we're talking about the human genome representation that you are engaging a question regarding.
Okay, does it have something to do with the shoe bread and living water?
Certainly could. Certainly could. That's a great place to engage, because that's the genome that you're trying to shift or change. Now, see, now if you caught us on the right day, we'd say there's nothing wrong with your present genome. You see, it's pretty interesting. Bob, you kind of look at this. We're dealing with one percenters, and the biggest problem we have is we cured genital herpes. Well, if the worst thing you got wrong with you is a little bump now and again, you're doing pretty good.
But then came back.
No, but only because he went off his drops. And he went back on his drops and it went back away.
But didn't that have to do something with his mind?
It had everything to do with the frequency that he filtered through his mind. He was very upset that he was delayed in getting his drops. So therefore, the fear of doing without his drops sent the herpes back.
Okay, so it wasn't the drops, it was his
incarnation
of his destiny.
So that which you resist, you bring it to you.
That's magnetism.
Right.
He says it was his frequency, it was his emotion. We now know that frequency is a reinterpretation of emotion.
Well, it was his pulling it to him, not pushing away from it.
Because his fear brought it right back front, center, middle.
That was pulling back to him, not pushing away.
What he was pushing against regarding was the being out of his drops. He knew the benefit of the drops, and when he found himself out of it, that fear
He attached his power to drops and not his power.
Yeah. And that's correct. And then when it went away, he realized that he had the power to affect that. The same way he drew the herpes in the first place, you see.
Okay.
Any limitation.
His own creation.
Yes, but see, what we're saying is, of the lot of you, you all have very little or no issues. Now, you think they're great big things, but no one's on dialysis as in the 1% club, are they?
No.
Well, there you go. So it makes it great fun because there's nothing, nobody's missing any limbs. Now, there's been a few teeth that we've replaced, and they had titanium posts that, of course, the drops have eaten away. We've had a little of that, and we've dealt with some of Bob's things that have gotten him straightened out. We have to keep him out of the dentist chair long enough so they don't try to pull his toenails out or something. But beyond that, you have little of nothing to speak of. And that's interesting, and we've never brought it up because we don't want to activate anything. But as far as 1% goes, you're pretty much top of the food chain.
Ion, I remember Carolyn Dean said something about when you have an earache, that you use a drop of an orange. Is that true?
Yes. You absolutely can.
So you put that in your ear.
Of drops in your ear?
Yeah.
A drop of... Okay, I tried that, and it's more swollen on the right side.
Then use a little Renew.
And put that in my ear.
Yeah. Go to 10 power, honey. Yeah. You humans, you want enough to key and back that off just a little bit, or it won't do you any good.
Okay, great.
See? But now, the pressure is not in your ear. The pressure, the pressure that you're feeling is opening up your lymph system. It's in your lymphs, not in your ear.
So what would I do for that?
I rub it along your neck, under your ear.
Okay, that's exactly where it is.
Well, of course, darling. Ta-da. Now, Steve, we knew that. We want you to knew it as well. And see, and just have that. Now, we had a situation this week where they pushed against vaccinations for babies. Okay? Well, you push against a vaccination, well, you're drawing the shit to you. Well, little baby end up with pertussis. And we were on it like a bad habit so we could get it taken care of and get the something worse than the vaccination, which is a steroid, for Pete's sake. It's worse than the vaccination, but that's what you got to do because little fellas with the whooping cough, they get tired out and dehydrated, and it's just a problem, you see. It's just something you don't fool with. But we got it really quick, so it had no issue, and then one day, everything is just fine. But you let that shit go, and you can push against it till it makes a mess, you see.
Wait, are you saying sometimes it's better to get the vaccination then?
As long as it doesn't have the thimerosal in it, but they're not even using thimerosal any much anymore, so you're fine.
Oh.
But for you 1%ers, you'll be drinking mercury, and it's no problem. But while you're becoming, it's better not to add a bunch of heavy metals in this process. Well, that's mostly for the 99, but it's whatever. Yeah,
hey, Ian, I find it useful to think of a frequency as a circle. So I'm on this circle that an object or situation creates. So I don't like it, so I run away from it, but I'm sort of riding the Ferris wheel up around the circle, and I come right back to it.
Right.
I'm pushed backwards into the thing I'm running from because I'm on a circle. Would you agree?
Yeah. That's why we said the wheels on the bus go round and round, did we not?
Right.
Okay.
So then
Wait. I got cut off. Can you just reiterate what you just said?
What I said?
Well, before the wheels of the bus went round and round.
Okay.
We're talking about pertussis and vaccinations and little babies and that you didn't give the vaccinations because you were pushing against the vaccine, and instead what they had to treat the little baby with was actually worse for the baby than the vaccine for something like whooping cough, pertussis. But it was caught quick enough and easy enough, fast enough, in one day, everything's fine, no problem, because we were very on it, very much on it, immediately.
Who's we? So, Renee.
Who the fuck are you talking to?
When you say we, you meant yourself? You were involved in preventing that?
Yeah.
Well,
so,
if you have three...
Hey, no, Renee, listen to this. Take that. They saw vaccination coming. They ran away from it. But you, as you run, you're actually on a ring, a circle that goes around and behind you and circles around and is touching what you're running away from. So as you run away from it, like imagine running backwards, you're on a Ferris wheel. You go up over, and you come back, and you'll meet a greater version of the issue because you're on its circle.
But can't you stand there and push it away?
Well, you can't.
No, that'll push you back.
No.
She's right. But here's the thing. Once you've kicked in the frequency, it's much more difficult to change the frequency than it is to adjust the angle of the sine cosine wave.
Okay, so if this comes to me, let's say I have little children, I'm like, oh, I don't want them to do that, but I want to take my power. What do I say?
Oh, okay. Here's what you do. You embrace it to a place or to a point to where you don't have an opinion about the vaccine or the not. Okay? So in most folks that have children, they also sooner or later have some provider or a pediatrician that they actually trust. Because, see, you can take babies to the doctor just to have them checked. They don't have to be anything wrong. You see? It's not like you're taking them to the doctor to haul them in because something's falling off or hurt or messed up or something. It could just be for wellness checkups. We have no problem with that. If you like the provider, they let them, if they have an opinion about something, they say, okay, Renee, I know how fucked up you are about vaccinations, and I don't know that I agree with giving them 50 at a time loaded with dimerosal that's mercury. Listen to them. Have an engagement with them. And they say, but if you're only going to have one, the one that's the most dangerous would be pertussis. Okay? Then, and if it's just one, it doesn't have any thimerosal, and the significant benefit outweighs any potential harm, you can face that to a point and not have an issue about having a little bitty shot. You see?
Okay, so I can stand back and say, whatever.
No, you can stand back there, and you won't do that, though. See, if you say whatever, then you're giving it out. No. Engage
okay.
it. Have conversation. Feel good about the outcome, consider it, and go, well, so what you're saying is I get a little bitty nothing shot now. We don't ever have to deal with this anymore. Correct.
Okay, wait. But how does that...
Not how, but go ahead.
Well, is that different than Bob saying, oh, I'm not going to make $1 million? Push that away.
Uh-huh. It works identically the same. It works identically the same. It's identically the same.
But it's not what you're saying is not.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
that.
Is. We're saying embrace it. We're saying embrace it. And if you embrace it with someone else, the doctor, then all of a sudden you're engaging in the doctor's position that you're not pushing against.
But
okay?
Bob, by not making $1 million, said, hey, I'm not going to have that. He's not embracing anybody else around him.
Oh, then to whom would he be saying nah to?
Himself.
Not necessarily. Bob loves to talk, but he rarely only speaks to himself.
Renee, I remember, about a year ago or something that I wrote into cash flow because I had had a conflict with this guy that I know. We were at a pub with a whole bunch of people, and I don't react. I'm not one of those girly girls that just, like, flips out and, you know, like...
And flips her hair
off.
When she's drunk.
Totally, yeah. But he was sitting there and with a whole bunch of other guys. They'd been drinking beer. It was after a soccer game. And he just started talking about women and about, you know, yeah, I think I'm going to go get myself a bird. He's a real, you know, just a real guy's guy. And I just had taken enough. I mean, it was getting really base conversation. And most of my best friends are guys. I can take it to a point, but it was just going way beyond. And I wrote in to Casper, and Ion basically said, because I left. I got up. I was like, I'm not listening to this right now. I do not have to. And had massive contrast after all of that. And then when I wrote into cash flow, Ion gave out this brilliant example. He said something like, you know, if you're Muslim and you're Islam or whatever, you see people burning the Quran and, you know, saying bad words about it, doesn't mean that you necessarily have to join in. You can laugh about it, engage, but not really give it your complete attention, you know. So
that's where I was thinking I was coming from. I'm not
yeah.
giving it my complete attention, so whatever the hell you have to say, whatever.
But you're not like going, "Hey, fuck you! You're not gonna, you doctor, you're not gonna stick this needle in my baby." Da da da. like Zion saying, you can have a conversation with the doctor and go, well, you know, let's talk about it, and I'll play with that a little bit. And
yeah, you should engage it. This aspect of me having luck, I'd say it's because I engage talk with any that's there. Like I said, Bob will talk to anybody. There's something about that, that what he's getting to here. You should engage and talk, but not be affected by it, but talk, and maybe he'll surprise you and say something interesting. So you wouldn't say whatever. You would talk with the person, because you are only words. So he says something, you assert yourself, you create yourself by talking back. So that's why I encourage people to talk to anybody about anything.
It kind of happens the same thing with the fear thing, I guess, that it'll just keep coming back up again unless you...
See, Sasha got up and walked away. She should have engaged the guy in different ways, talked at him or around him or something.
Well,
you know what I mean?
And here's the fun of it. Sasha's probably the only one there that could have taken his glass and beat him to death.
Right, but that's not what she would do. She would talk to him, so...
No, but I would have been that person, though, Bob, and that was what was interesting about it. But to me, the contrast of that is that I've always been the girl around a bunch of guys. I've always been my friends, but it just sort of went way past it. So I've listened to that before and engaged it and blah, blah, blah. But
yeah, you decide to have a new experience. You decide to take a different position to it.
Yeah, and it was, he's just...
Well, you get tired of the same old rhetoric, you know?
Right.
It's like, okay, whatever.
But you could have, okay, you're used to that, Sasha, and you could have engaged it differently than you ever did with the guys before. You could have invented some crazy scenario.
Oh, you could have walked up to him and says, okay, I have a...
I'll be your girlfriend.
I'm here. No, I'm here in your crap. The boys are all here. What perfect place. You've got a mouth that you wouldn't kiss your mother with, so let's see your dick. Whip it out right here. I want to see.
Yeah.
Say, Sasha. The very eyes, Sasha. He'd probably blush.
Yeah.
He wouldn't rip them trousers down and show it off right there, honey. You just basically say, okay, then, if I can't see your dick, I'd just soon not look at your mouth. So shut the hell up before you
Exactly. No, but instead I got up and caused a scene, which is really unlike me. I don't do things
but
like
that. Right, the point is,
and facing it to the same thing, he didn't mean it like that. I mean, it was just, like you say, a bunch of guys carrying on. And
but let's not get the detail. Here's the rule. Always, the only time you speak is when you're bothered by something. That means you should engage it. You don't have to be emotional. You don't have to start yelling like Steve was doing at the beginning.
But you can yell.
You could if you put it on, but not that mean it.
What do you mean the only time you speak is when you're emotional about something? Like
right, that's when you should engage. Like if I was sitting there, normally everybody's just letting the guy talk and they're not getting too involved, but you got involved. You got bothered by it. When you start getting bothered, that's when you should use your words and interact with the person.
Right.
Not angrily, but the being bothered means, oh, this is my opportunity to be creative.
Mm.
Well, that's curious. I've got a little funny anecdote here. I hopefully it'll make somebody laugh. I was sitting at a bar one time, and he goes, "You're not like other women." I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Well, you actually listen to what I have to say." That's kind of cool. And I said, "Oh, okay." And he goes, "I'd never date you." And I said, "Why wouldn't you date me?" He goes, "You don't need to be saved." And I'm like, and my girlfriend said, "So did you fall off your bar stool at that time so you could be safe?"
No, darling, when that comes up. No, when that comes up, you say, "Honey, hanging around me, salvation draweth nigh." As Bob nervously watches his hand.
No, the dirt showed up. Hey, so Renee, I'm thinking that this guy has to have a reason to engage a woman. This is someone who's can't engage just for no reason. Like to actually say, to figure every sexual thing is a saving, that's a crazy notion.
Bob, I was the only woman that actually shut my mouth and let him talk and listen to what he had to say. Didn't judge him or whatever.
But I'm talking about his attitude about he has
to
save.
I can't save your ass.
I know. I'm just talking about this phenomenon. He's an example of someone who engages with women when he can save them. That's a mind reason he requires. He can't engage for no reason. He has to have a reason to engage, which is silly. That's very limiting.
He was probably quite shocked by this, his encounter with Renee, because she was obviously, there was some other dynamic going on.
Nah, she was just hot. She was just hot, and he was trying to get in her divorce.
Yeah, the line didn't work. It didn't work. Yeah, he was trying to get you involved, but
it was magnetism.
He engaged my newing.
Yeah.
That kind of, you ain't, you don't know nothing that you get into my new.
Right on what you ride on, baby.
That's it, that's it. Cowboy foreplay, get in the truck. As Bob nervously washes his hands.
Oh, are you taking a shower, Bob?
No, I'm teasing.
No, he's just washing.
This is how I tease Ion.
Water.
I put
he's
the microphone
washing.
Right after the
he's
phone.
Washing. He's washing the water because the water might have dirt
yeah.
on it.
So I'm teasing Ion. I'm teasing Ion.
No,
I did
no,
that.
So
he fell for it. Somebody said hello.
My important question is,
nice.
You know, Ion, you always... Sewage, what is this?
Ion, was there a council?
You always talk about eating sewage, and then all of a sudden now comes up... rice, roughage.
Lysine.
No, rough rice, not roughage, rough rice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Tell us your innuendo about the rice. You've mentioned that three times.
The rough rice.
Yeah. And since we
Bob, how in the world are we going to play with this without adding
I know, it's a tough one. Yeah, this
how
is
are we going to do this without adding JW? Okay, we'll take a jab at it. But it's going to be Bob's fault if JW gets across. So just so everybody knows, it'll be recordable. So that's good.
Bob
has
shoulders. He can do it.
Yeah, I can do it.
In a good state of newing, okay? In a good state of newing, one would draw knowings that they knew regarding every aspect of their world, their kingdom, their environ, okay? And they would have, now you may call this intuition, but it's really not. It's actually a practical, tactile way of embracing a construct. Now, what that means is that way back yonder, when no one was even trading it, some human creators decided that rough rice was just the kitty cat's meow, that it would be the commodity to hold, to have and to hold.
Okay, now, rough rice versus smooth rice.
No. Rough rice is just how the commodity's traded. That's just what they call it. See? That's like, there is no commodity for oranges. But there is a commodity for a frozen orange juice concentrate. You got that?
Okay.
Yeah. So there's
going to be a there is no orange commodity. There isn't one. Just like there is no, rough rice is just what the commodity of rice is known as.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
It's good to have and hold onto.
Uh-huh.
Is that the end of the story?
Well, tell us the implication of rough rice.
There's going to be a food shortage, people.
Well... Are the rice paddies coming to America, or does someone invest in rice? I mean, explain.
If they knew, it would have been a marvelous play.
Say what?
One knew the value of rough rice today, then it would have been the play.
J.W. knew what the price of the rice was going to be and bet on it.
Well, didn't we have an indication like 3-4 years ago people were hoarding rice?
That's a little further back than that, but yeah.
Well, you know, as long as the MSM allowed us to see for us old small men.
MSM, you mean the goat medicine?
Oh, mainstream media, my brother.
No, we call it goat medicine.
Oh.
Ryan, you said that's as far back as that. You put the two that's in there. Maybe this is a southern way of talking or something.
We're trying to stay out of soup, Bob.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're actually throwing in extra that's to confuse it a bit.
Yeah.
Any people are listening?
No.
We're listening.
We always ask Bob if it's okay to out JW on something, and we try not to make that a common practice. But every now and again, we don't mind. Okay, no problem. But then she got to a good place because we've done everything we could do except cram it down the throat hole. And now that the question's been posed, we're like, oh, shit, now how are we going to deal with this one?
Yeah, about a month ago, I think you announced that rough rice was the top thing right now.
Well,
yeah, you said something on cash flow, too, like a little bit last week.
Buy.
Yeah, he's been saying a lot lately, but I think it's like better than gold right now or whatever.
No, but he said something about the rice and the Chinese and the Mexico or wherever they're hanging out waiting to invade America.
No, just the, yeah, maybe, but he was just talking about the rough rice and it's an investment. And it had reached unprecedented heights right now.
So buy it now? Buy the futures?
No, it's too late. No, this is the orgasm. This is the completion.
Oh. Let me ask you a question.
Steve, have you been quiet?
Take a nap.
Yeah, Steve, have you been quiet because you haven't been here, or have you just been listening?
I've just been listening.
Oh, okay, so you heard all the stuff, frequency, the circles, and everything.
Hey,
you heard
Steve,
all that?
I was gonna say one of the things that that I'm like you know you're going on about this, the World Series and stuff. One of the things that blows my mind completely is the theory of relativity being questioned. And I, like I said, I listened to the Love Is a Force Field thing, and Ion says right there, like it ain't so. And even Bob at that point kind of just drifted over it.
No, I knew about it. I knew about it from the Evergreen.
Oh, you did?
I knew speed of light was not the standard for 20 years. The Evergreens did a whole session on that. I used to play it for friends in New York.
But that was pretty amazing. That you know, that was for me. It was the first time that I'd ever heard that. And you know,
well, that, take that, Sasha.
It.
Here's what's funny. You're not a scientist. And yet, you got this idea that the speed of light, I must know that the speed of light is the fastest thing. You don't even know anything about it, but you have it as a meme in you. This is the outer kingdom infecting people. And then you get affected. Oh, my God, you mean it's different? But you know how little you really understood it, right? You don't know the laboratory experiment. It's an example of what science, you pick up something. What's that about? He was saying it earlier. The isness. It was an isness for you.
I'm not sure what you're saying.
I'm saying that you were not a scientist. You didn't know how the speed of light had been determined as the constant or the standard. Nothing can go faster. You just heard about it and said, well, I guess that's real. That's a fact. And yet it was just given to you like an isness. And then when they announced it was not true, you were devastated by it. And yet you had no involvement with the particulars of how that standard was developed. It just shows you how people...
I wasn't devastated by it at all. I thought it was fantastic.
No, you said you're mind-blown. You had your mind blown.
No,
words.
Well, my mind was blown when it was, because to me that was a validation of Ion. Like, you know...
Oh,
like,
okay, you're saying...
For example, you know, if he was to walk around and say to his parents, like, 2 years ago, Ion said that, you know, E equals MC squared is going to be absolutely, you know, obsolete.
Yeah.
And they're looking at him going, you are fucking crazy. You're going to, you know, do this, that,
and
the
then
other
he could show them. Then he could show them.
And then, yeah. And, you know, it's like I said, that I heard that, you know, I heard Love is a Force Field, I don't know, a year ago or whenever it was for the first time. And I was kind of like, oh, that's kind of a very flowery, vague kind of statement. And I was just come, yeah, E equals MC squared is just, you know, it's nothing. And then, you know, a year later, it happens. I mean, that's fucking incredible.
Okay, so that blew your mind, but you weren't involved, you weren't upset that the speed of light was just stopped.
Not at all. I was totally excited. I thought, yay.
Yeah, you were more excited about Ion.
Oh, I'm just excited about all of the stuff that we're, like all the stuff we talk about in Rewrite and everything.
Yeah, it validated your experience with Ion. You know nothing about the speed of light or how it got there or what it is you just heard about. So you're saying you felt happy that what you're engaging a voice that says things that turned out to be relatively accurate. You're saying, oh, well, my time is well served. That's what
absolutely
you're happy about.
I mean, all of the stuff that we talk about in Rewrite, I mean, you know, you go out to a coffee shop and start talking to people about it, and they'll think that you're absolutely insane.
Right.
Oh, what do you mean that, you know, negative pH and blah, blah, and all of this kind of stuff.
Or better than that, we just say just a little bit or something about something on payday, and the next thing you know, the Brent Hume is talking about what took place in the market today is the equivalent of a parallel universe.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like
and you take
from
the latest
another world.
You take the latest Fringe. What day is that on? Friday, right? So last Friday, I see the latest Fringe. You know, a couple of days later, and it's exactly the content of what we were dealing with a lot during the previous week. It was like they listened, like they listened to something, Melting Titanium last week, and they found out what we were talking about.
It was older than that, but
I know, it's old. No, look, just, they heard the Melting Titanium. Okay, that's what they're doing. Okay, can we make a story? Okay, guys, they step all night Tuesday and Wednesday, they get the story, they film it on Thursday, they put it out on Friday. That's the way it seems. You know what I mean? They didn't do that, but then the extra thing is how come it happened? The timing is incredible.
That movie that Margarita posted on the Jupes, or that not the movie,
yes,
that new Fox show, was it called Touch?
Oh yeah, Touch.
Yeah.
We're with Jack, you know, Jack Bauer. We're gonna. I propose we do our media seminar and break it all down and tell everything about it and maybe cause it to be canceled because we'll expose everything about it.
What I was thinking about it, Bob, is what's interesting about that premise, though, from what I saw of the trailer, is that the kid does not talk. He doesn't speak.
But he makes diagrams. That's a good method. They might. It's again. They're like countering Ion, who's his words and everything. So they get this kid who does everything great without talking. They're purposely trying to be the opposite of Ion.
Triangulation, Bob.
He does use triangulation, and you would say that's the kind of words. Is that wording? See, now there's a good point, Sasha. Speaking is not necessarily speaking.
We've had this conversation before.
Yeah.
Bob don't remember. He just discovered it now for the very first time.
Yeah, he discovered it for the 400th time.
That's why sex is so much fun for him. He's always the virgin.
Yeah, it's a secret to a long marriage. I forgot I had sex.
Ion, so can you evoke love as a force field? Can you evoke it?
We certainly do.
I did say, that's very interesting. I did say on our anniversary in June 9th, 2010, I said, and I'm still a virgin.
Yeah, and he remembered, he remembered because he was quoting his damn chart when he said that then.
Hey, yep. Bob, I got a question. You had talked earlier before about the Bible, and you and Carolyn had come up to some conclusion of what you really thought it was. Can you tell us what that thought was?
Well, we found out, we went up in the Genesis, we did the conclusion. We found out what the Bible, what the point was, whatever, you know, the end point. And we, the Rewrite group never went that far. So now Ion is saying, you and Carolyn gotta do Genesis like we did the Book of Revelations.
Yay!
Then we'll sell it, and then we'll be graduates, I guess, in it maybe, but that we will go into detail, but we got the broad outline about Genesis already.
But you said it was different than anybody thought it was.
Oh, yeah. It's totally, it's like the Book of Revelation. It's not what you expect, what it's about.
Yeah. When are you guys going to do that?
I don't know. Maybe a couple
weeks. We already have.
Yeah, Ian's already done it. It's just a matter of us, you know, pretending we're doing it now. We
Bible,
just pretend.
The Bible. The Bible is just a playbook.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right. This session is probably in the Bible. This session, what we're doing right now, tonight.
You engage the tachyonic experience.
Yeah, but there's so many people fucked up on the Bible.
Yeah, they just said you can't get it that way.
So
you can't get it by reading it.
That's good. I mean, there's so many people fucking up with all the clues they left themselves to get themselves to what they already got so they could use and take advantage of what they already knew so that their knowing could apply to their now.
I know what I was going to ask you about with the white pyramids in China.
Yes. You be careful. You'll get a knock off the table.
I caught myself.
Are there any factors we're not considering in the white pyramids?
Can you describe the contents of those pyramids?
Could you? Of course he can. That does not bring the answer. Yeah,
well,
could you?
Ion,
we could.
Describe the contents of the white pyramids.
How very secure they are.
Is that a question, Ion, or an answer?
No, she was talking about the contents, and we were going to say we can talk about how secure they are. Yes.
Oh, because the Ark of the Covenant is in there.
Ooh.
The Ark of the Covenant is in one of the pyramids in China.
Are you quoting Ion on that?
She's asking a question.
Oh,
Ion,
okay.
Is that true?
No, don't use the word true. There's no truth.
The Ark of the Covenant... Is correct, Ion.
No.
Now, you had said one time that during cash flow, we had two capstones, one on a pyramid in Egypt and one in Atlantis. And you said the one, I want to say that you said the one in Egypt was gold, but the one in Atlantis was never answered. Can you tell us?
He can tell us, but that's not the way to ask it.
Well, Bob, I'm working on it.
Okay, you don't have to answer. It was just a rehearsal by Renee.
Please, no. Please tell us. Bob, shut the fuck up.
There you go. Take his power.
So, in
Iridium.
The caps?
Iridium.
What?
Why iridium? We heard it. We caught it. Bob caught it. Iridium. He just slipped it by.
Why were you laughing about
iridium? I'm thinking now.
You have to look at the half-life of iridium.
Half-life of iridium.
And the significance of iridium is?
Electron sharing capacitation and energy field propulsion.
So that interprets electricity? Or helps to interpret electricity?
No. It is it's the electron sharing. So it becomes polarity.
Continue, Ion.
A polarity field that you would use for specific effect.
Oh. And that effect would be?
Blissful.
Connection, ascension, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
Well,
you shouldn't have said blah, blah, blah. That could be one of the answers.
Yeah. Yeah,
he enjoys Seinfeld, so he understands.
Yeah, okay. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that's right. We also like Archie Bunker, too, so easy. That's good. That's all right. What you talking about, Willis? You're
snorting it. You don't get a good high after snorting it.
Good, good. You're on the right path, but then you want the answer, but you don't really require the answer, and we don't want the answer to move you the wrong direction. So
I don't understand the answer.
And Ion, partly you're not answering because of those eavesdropping. That's a factor.
Well,
here.
We don't give a shit about that. If they get two crossways, we'll smoke their damn ass. So it's not about that.
Bob, they're humans. Don't forget it in 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's about making sure that the flow of information is toward your own edification.
Mm-hmm.
See, it brings you into that place. Just having that vulgar knowing won't benefit you, but what?
Yeah, that's Legend's problem. Legend is too keen on knowing.
Well, it's all right. He's going to get there.
Why not? Free your speech, buddy.
It's your job.
Free your speech. Do not get your fur. You got feelings. You're responding with feelings.
No, right now, no. I'm just telling you how it is.
No, it isn't.
Okay.
That's not my is.
Okay.
I knew that, Bob.
A polar representation of iridium is a bit of research you could do, and you catch up on what iridium is, what its atomic number is, the isotope it represents, its half-life, what its functioning, what they know to be the information regarding iridium now, then you'll find out all kinds of crap, and you'll go, holy shit. Then what'll happen is the answers that we've already given, which you've got, will be prolific. And then the tail end of the actual applier, not just the trebler, because, see, science doesn't have it exactly right. But they know more about it right now today than you do, Sugar Love.
Mm-hmm.
So you catch up to that, then you'll have more questions that our answers apply meaningfully to you.
You have a richer experience when you get the answers after that rehearsal preparation.
Can I ask you the spelling of iridium?
I-R-I-D-I-U-M. I-R-I-D-I-U-M.
No, Ion, can you eat it or snort it? Well, help your...
We wouldn't. well, okay. When you get 8 completely ascended cells, yes. But be sure you have at least 8 cells in your body that are completely ascended before you do.
So that's what the bread of life is for.
We know.
Well, until you engage it.
Can you tell us the number of ascended cells within each of us now? Will
sure
you
we
tell
can.
Us, will you tell
no,
us?
No, we won't. No, we won't.
Because you'll start competing and comparing and contrasting and get all screwed up.
I'm a Paul, I'm a Peter, I'm a Silas, my dick's bigger than your hole, and blah, 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 blah. It's nebulous.
But in private session, that's something that we could engage.
Oh, yeah, sure. But you got to know if we're speaking to y'all, it's pretty well.
What?
We're speaking to you all as well.
Oh, yeah.
Right, you're part of the group.
Well, I'm asking you, if you ingest iridium, wouldn't that enhance your connectivity, your electricity?
No.
Well, by him asking to ingest, isn't he bringing that into the physical and not both the non-physical and physical?
Well, yes, we're not saying that it's improper. We're just saying be damn sure. You could also take cyanide as an aperitif, but make sure that you know that you have at least 8 cells completely in play before.
Meaning 144,000 double helices each.
In 8
and
of your cells.
So if somebody has Rh negative, are they already in that ball game?
No, because they will have no Rh factor.
Yeah, that'll drop. That'll drop.
That'll drop.
And you know, Renee, oxygen drops off too. You know that, right?
No, I don't. Please tell me.
Oh yeah.
That. No oxygen. That's why Bob blew purple, so you could have H-197 rampant through your planet.
And that chases
that's
oxygen
not,
away.
Let's, here we go, Sasha. Do not look at your notes. You're going to, this is a test of the emergency non-physical station. The atmosphere is going to change to AL2, SO4. Now carry on.
AL2, SO4,
So we better start, and before you take iridium into your body, Steve, you better just get real comfortable with something.
Can you tell us the ones that have taken it into their form, the effects?
They have not yet.
Taken what into their form?
Iridium.
Oh, okay. No, stay on the... So it's high, as we blew up the thing in purple, and it makes more H-197 isotopes, so they spread all over the planet, and they eat up or run away, chase away the oxygen. Some of the oxygen becomes diminished.
No, it changes the pH to a negative pH, which so far there is no such thing.
Right, but what happens to oxygen?
Well, if you have negative pH and you have H2O, you can't have water as you know it now, can you?
So what does the oxygen disappear? Does it get eaten up? Like, what happens to it?
It changes.
It changes, so it's not oxygen.
The viscosity of water would change. So
no, the elemental issuance of water would change. If you have negative pH and you have an H2O, you could have something, a new substance that is not water at all.
Would it be living water?
Could be, but from the essence of the shoebread side, the pH would be flat rather than like 7, 6, 7. It would be like 0 or
so
maybe
it would be lifeless.
We never said that.
Well, you said it was flat.
But before
so
that's
my
that's
question.
That's like the RNA drops, right?
Lifeless. Well, if it's flat, then you still have essence of creation and something that's flat?
Certainly.
Okay.
The world you're living on 500 years ago was surely flat, remember?
Yeah, and I fell off the curb.
Yeah.
Good.
500.
Good.
Hey, I am when we, the other night in melted titanium. The other night, we were doing melting titanium, we were talking about elements as behaviors, and we did hydrogen and oxygen and that.
Yeah.
What is the quirk in the
We're not snotting.
Okay. What? Okay.
Describe the quirk.
What behavior, what human behaviors match with the physics concept of quirks? And
tell us the human behavior.
Beg your pardon?
Tell us the human behavior, not what is the human behavior.
No, I said describe. Describe the human behavior that you would match with the quark level and the charisma and those terms, strangeness, charm, those descriptions of the subatomic particles, those are factors. What would they be in the way I mapped that out? Would they be part of the tachyonic, what was or what already was?
No, Bob, that would be, you're going to like this. This would be called... This would be known or be calculated as a picoed realm of reality.
Oh, okay. But what human behavior? That's the... See, the neutrino is an ascended person because neutrinos do not share charge, do not take in charges, electric charges.
And
whereas
a pico is completely absorbed.
By
cellular level.
What?
At the cellular level.
That's another kind of neutrino not noticed.
Well, collective.
What'd you say, a collective?
Collective, yeah. Example, Pico.
Is it collective?
Well, if you're going to do collective, then you're going to bring in half-life, and that's okay. But it won't last long enough for you to figure out, darling.
Okay.
See, no, you know
we're not poking. We're just saying that it becomes very fleeting.